Now, Eddie Smith and Floyd Data.
Technically, it's the Cotton Grower Achievement Award.
Okay, the Cotton Grower Achievement Award. Eddie, congratulations, man.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
You know, I just, I was reading some of the information that said that you had employed some different options about, or different options to basically make good this year. What did you actually do to modify, you know, the processes, the farming processes for you, to get such a great outcome?
Well, we just had experienced 2 years of severe drought, 11 being the worst and 12 being a little less severe. And so as we looked going into the next year, we just went and reevaluated our pivot irrigation systems, actually went in and re-nozzled them, refigured the amount of water we had there to get better water output, more uniform water output. On our drips, we just refocused of our system of when we were going to begin watering, how we were going to try to stay with the system. And we just reevaluated the whole irrigation system, trying to if it was going to stay dry, what we were going to try to do to optimize our yields in response to what it was going to cost to do it. And we were fortunate that we had some good responses from it. The weather was kind to us. We got a timely rain in July, which really helped us get over the hump. And then from there, we just really stayed after it. And we were blessed in many respects. We just didn't have the severe weather like they had in some other areas where they had some hail and some high winds that took out their crops. And if it didn't take it out, it damaged it and, lowered their yield potential. So we were blessed in many ways that the weather didn't hurt us like that, but it also, we didn't get a lot of rainfall to help. We were probably got our 2/3 of our normal rainfall for the year. So, you know, it was a challenging year, but we saw some good responses from the water.
Wow. So when you reevaluate your watering system, this is kind of interesting, Laura, because I remember back when I was in economics class at college. You know what you want to do is you want to figure out that point of diminishing return and, you know, how much you have to apply, you know, the formula of manufacturing process, you know, and where your profit increases and where it maximizes and where it starts decreasing. So really, Eddie, what you've done here is kind of quantified, you know, all the elements in the field and kind of calculated that point of diminishing return and really taken economics and, you know, to the dirt level.
Well, that's a good way of putting it. I think that that's probably what we didn't look at it in that respect. We were just trying to go and try to get the best yield we possibly could with what we had available. So I guess you're exactly right. That's a good way to put it.
You know, of course, at the top of every farmer's mind right now is that looming farm bill. What compromises would you like to see in completing that farm bill?
Well, we in agriculture are certainly done our fair share of compromising to help the general economy and help the budget process there. And then we've got a good plan in place. It's just a matter of being able to get the people in Congress to understand what we're trying to do. And then I promise you there's a lot of work going on behind closed doors trying to make that come to fruition, I guess, be one way of putting it. And we certainly need a farm bill going forward. It helps us in our businesses, helping us plan forward what we're going to be trying to do and what we have available to us as far as government programs. And it's been a challenging time. There's no question about that.
Right.
Hey, Eddie, what is the name of the co-op that you're manager of?
Well, I'm actually not the manager. I'm chairman of the board of Plains Cotton Cooperative Association. It's a marketing cooperative, you know, based there in Lubbock, Texas. Wally Durnell is our CEO. Of course, you know, we have the textile mill at Littlefield and one in Guatemala, and we also have a marketing service there that we market a lot of cotton off the High Plains.
Hey, Eddie, congratulations on the award, and, you know, keep it up in the field, man. America needs people like you.
Well, that's very kind of you. I appreciate that comment.
All right. Have
Thanks
a fantastic
for visiting
day,
with
man.
Us today.
Thank you.
Go pick some cotton.
Okay, thank you.